Well, this little town, it's about 50 miles northwest of Kyiv. Ukrainian officials have said that it's another example of what they say is Russia's indiscriminate targeting of civilians, and that there could be quite a few dead people here. The city is on a highway crosswords, which is part of what made it nice for people who live here. It's easy access to Kyiv, but also, of course, for attractive to Russians coming in from Belarus in their attempt to take the capital city. So today I started at that main crossroads where I could already see some pretty destroyed buildings. And one of the first people I ran into there was Arsen Belevsky, who is the director of a Polish community school in the town. He evacuated after Russian troops arrived, and he only just got back in the last few days. But he pointed down the main street and he told me, "This used to be a quiet and beautiful place, but if you walk down there now, you'll see some very terrifying things." Here's a little bit of him. He's saying that they mined everything. They mined the doors to houses, entrances to private apartments. And if you walk down the street, you'll see all of these bombed places and just know that there's likely still people there, but they're no longer alive. And he looked down at my camera and he said, "There's no photo or video that could capture the atmosphere here right now." And you know what? It turned out to be right.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says that there could be just as many civilians dead in Borodyanka as there are in Bucha. What did you see to back that up?
Yeah, it's definitely different than Bucha, I'll say, where the worry is more about Russian soldiers shooting civilians indiscriminately on the streets, like execution style. But here in Borodyanka, the concern is more about the targeting of civilian buildings. And just to give you a sense, you know, on this main street along a mile or so of it, it's lined with houses and it's lined with also these big Eastern European style apartment blocks that are these long, narrow buildings, 6 or 7 stories tall, with broad sides facing the street. And so not one, but several of these buildings were hit in the same just kind of shocking way, which are these huge strikes right to the center of the building, leaving each end standing, blackened with the windows blown out, air conditioners hanging down. But then the whole middle of the building is now just a gigantic pile of rubble spilling out onto the street. The walls just cleaved away cleanly. And looking at that, it's very hard to imagine people trapped in that surviving. Emergency crews are going through the rubble now, but officials are very pessimistic about the odds of finding anybody alive, and they think that hundreds could be dead.
Aside from the devastation, what did people say about the fighting there?
Well, the Russians came in very fast, they said. And the fighting began on just the third or fourth day of the invasion, late in February. I spoke to a territorial defense volunteer who said he signed up right away on the 24th. He's an old veteran, so they let him sign up. But unfortunately, the armed forces just couldn't get up there in time and in the numbers needed to really stop that advance. So instead, it was volunteers like him fighting with the arms they had and fighting with Molotov cocktails. And they're just no match for the Russian forces who were then very fresh and the Russian jets coming in and bombing the buildings. And the Russians were just able to take this town very easily. And then on the other side, just this last week or two, Russians essentially withdrew on their own. And Ukrainian officials say that Ukraine didn't have to do much fighting to take it back.
So, Becky, yesterday you saw Bucha. Today you saw Borodyanka. A lot of people we're talking to in Ukraine are really worried that these towns aren't unique. They're just the places where this devastation can be documented at this point. Do you think that's a valid concern?
Oh, I think it couldn't be more right. I mean, we already know that we're going to see a few more things like this when it's safe to get into places like Mariupol, for instance, or there's a few journalists in Kharkiv. We're seeing images coming out of there that are like this. Chernihiv recently liberated, according to Pentagon officials. And these are just the big cities. I think there's going to be a lot more of this. And analysts have warned that as Russia gets more and more desperate to be able to claim a victory, any victory of any kind, that it may intensify this kind of all-out flattening of towns in this effort to seize the Donbass region in eastern Ukraine at any cost.
NPR's Becky Sullivan here in Kyiv. Thanks so much for your reporting.
You're welcome.